Princess Diana, Kate Middleton, and Meghan Markle wore three completely different silhouettes on their wedding days, and the silhouette is the thing modern brides should be paying attention to, not the royal title attached to it. Diana wore the Spencer tiara in 1981, a tall, ornate, family heirloom commissioned by Gerard in 1937 with a band of running scrolls, starbursts, and trumpet-shaped flowers. Sotheby's curators called it a delicate and harmonious series of scrolls. Visually, this is the loudest of the three, vertical filigree, full coverage across the head, and meant to be a co-star in every photograph. If you are wearing a clean column gown and a long veil at a cathedral or grand reception, Diana energy is the match. Kate Middleton wore the Cartier Halo tiara in 2011, and that piece tells a different story. Cartier built it in 1936 for the Queen Mother, set with 739 brilliant and 149 batten diamonds. It is sometimes called the Cartier Scroll Tiara because it is constructed from 16 graduated scrolls along a thin geometric band. The Royal Collection Trust values it at roughly £1.7 million. Kate's silhouette sits low on the head, reads as polished rather than statement, and is the safest royal yes for almost any ceremony setting. This is the heirloom without the height option. Meghan Markle went the other direction in 2018 with Queen Mary's Diamond Bandeau, an Art Deco Platinum band Queen Mary commissioned from Gerard in 1932. 11 flexible sections of pave brilliance, geometric throughout, with a detachable County of Lincoln brooch at the center. Meghan called it incredibly timeless, but still modern, and that is precisely the language a 2026 minimalist bride uses. If the gown is sculptural and the hair is sleek, the geometric silhouette is the cleanest match. On the Whatnot Lives, Kathy sees this shakeout almost the same way every week. Brides gravitate to Kate's silhouette first because it feels safe and adult. Then a quarter of them trade up to Diana's drama after watching a tall filigree piece sit on a real head under real lighting. The brides who lean modern minimalist usually skip both and land on something geometric closer to Meghan. Three rules transfer cleanly from royal protocol to non-royal weddings. First, the tiara sits 1 to 2 inches back from the hairline, not at the forehead. Second, the veil never attaches to the tiara. The two pieces secure separately with their own pins. Third, slightly day-old hair holds a comb base better than freshly washed hair. If your June ceremony is coming up and you are still trying to decide between heirloom drama, polished classic, or sculptural modern, start with the venue and the gown. The silhouette follows from there. The full guide, the quiz, and one piece per royal style are live on the Sparkle Stories blog at royalsparklecreations.com.